Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Adeline 36-pound busty lover with big boobs adult sex doll from P. Punson, a brand new sponsor, and they're really coming out of the park strong with a sex doll that it's anime body pillow size. It's not life size, but look at the price. Look at the price. It's just over $175. And I have a 50% off coupon code that'll lower it to under $175 for a body pillow sized sex doll, which has enormous boobs and an enormous ass. I would call these anime proportioned. So anyway, without further ado, let's go to the hands-on review. As you can see, this torso is anime body pillow sized, but it's extremely exaggerated. She has, we'll just call them anime-sized titties and an anime-size, you know, kind of thickness in her hips and her ass. So if you have an anime body pillow waifu, this is probably the perfect doll to get. And the amazing thing is it's under $200. It's actually about $175, and I have a 15% off coupon code. So it's pretty amazing. Now, these sorts of, like, just a doggy-style butt, just the butt, is usually $150, sometimes $200. How did they get a voluptuous anime proportioned sex doll for $175, you might be asking? Well, they have cut some corners. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They have cut some corners. So let's talk about it. As far as the material, it's TPE. So it's solid and everything. The breasts are solid. So the last few dolls I've reviewed, the breasts were either had gel in them or some type of foam thing where the breasts were very jiggly and natural feeling. These breasts, I mean, they're jiggly, but they're not natural feeling. They are solid. So, I mean, they're very firm. If you like firm boobs, then this is the doll for you. These are very firm. Now, they still jiggle, but they feel more like a butt cheek. Like, I like the way that solid TPE feels when it comes to a butt cheek. But when it comes to boobs, the firmness, you know, like, I mean, squeeze your butt cheek right now. Just reach around, tighten your ass, squeeze your butt cheek. That's what these boobs feel like. They feel like a butt cheek. And that's not correct. They could have hollowed them out. They could have put gel in them. But that would have increased the cost. So the point of this doll is they tried to lower the price as much as possible. We're talking sub $200 with the coupon code sub $175. And this isn't like a small micro doll. This is a extremely voluptuous anime proportioned sex doll that you could see it right here with the anime body pillow. It basically matches one for one with the anime body pillow image. So if you have an anime body pillow waifu, especially, you know, one with giant titties, and even if the character doesn't have giant titties, there's probably like fan art where she does. And who doesn't like giant titties? So the doll has, it's other than the firm, not jiggly boobs because they're solid, it's otherwise a perfectly functional premium sex doll. It's just solid TPE. It has a skeleton, it's posable, I'll show you that. So you can lift the legs up. Now the joints are somewhat stiff. So this sort of doll is perfect for missionary and for like sitting on your lap and straddling you, like kind of cowgirl style. However, be aware, this is anime body pillow sized, which means it's not life size. These sorts of dolls are scaled down from life size. So when you're having missionary sex with them, you're gonna probably be taller than you expect. Okay, so I flipped her over. I also bent her back to put her in the face down, ass up position. It may be hard to see from this angle. Let me kind of rotate the camera. You can see the angle better. See that? All right, so the point is she can absolutely hold a pose. But you don't want the joints to be too loose, because then she's going to like squeak and move around during sex, or she won't be able to hold the pose. So it's a good trade-off. Anyway, all right, spank test. So like I said, now the butt is solid, but I like the feel of solid TPE when it comes to the butt. The butt feels correct when you squeeze it. It feels like a butt. The breast shouldn't feel this way, but the butt cheeks should feel this way. So all right, here's a spank test. You can see the kind of the vibrations. We got some jiggle. So there you go. All right, I can't show you her like her goods. You're just gonna have to take my word for it, or go to the website where you get to see all the pictures and stuff like that of all of her little holes and her nips and all that stuff. But anyway, YouTube isn't like that. The texture is not anatomically correct. Her vagina and her anus have basically, you know, like pocket pussy textures, but they're not anatomically correct. So if you want anatomically correct internal texture, this doll does not have anatomically correct internal texture. But it feels good. But just so you're aware, if you want like something that feels like the real thing, the texture is not anatomically correct. But it does feel good. I also noticed when I tried doggy style, her butt kind of got in the way. Like, if you bend her butt high enough and you spread her legs out, you can get in there. But she has a, it may be hard to see from this angle. Let me tilt the camera again. She has a big ass. She's got some junk in the trunk. And while, you know, a lot of guys like a big ass, the problem is when you're having doggy style sex, you have to get her in a certain position. This doll does not have knees. The legs terminate before the knees, which means you have less leg to work with when it comes to lifting the butt up into the doggy style position. It's actually kind of hard to get up in there. You're probably going to have to prop up the doll, maybe on like a small stack of towels. Probably not a pillow. Pillows are too soft. She'll sink into the pillow. But a stack of towels to prop up the legs, give you some extra height, lift the butt up a little bit higher so you can get into the vagina. That's what you're going to have to do. It feels good and very enjoyable, but be aware that the legs are, if they want to do doggy style, the legs need to go a little bit longer, but this is very normal for dolls. Just a stack of towels. Just get like a stack of towels and put the doll on that. Like, just lift her legs up a little bit higher and you should be able to access her vagina fairly easily. Okay, let me just show you the angle. So you can see the angle of her vagina is a little bit deep. In terms of her butt, she has a big bubble butt. If you like big bubble butts, especially like, again, this is not life size. This is like anime sized. So it fits an anime body pillow, but it has those exaggerated anime proportions. So again, this fits this body pillow perfectly. I'm very impressed. It's a trade-off though, and the price is amazing. Anyway, so I don't really have any negative to say about this. I'm just kind of nitpicking. The breasts are solid, but it's also like under $175. The doggy style is hard to get into without using some towels to lift the legs up a little bit higher. That's not a bad trade-off, but you got a nice big ass you can grab and spank. So that's like what you're getting in exchange for like slightly more awkward doggy style. And the internal textures are not anatomically correct, but they still feel great. So that's it. That's it. Very impressive, especially for the price. I'm really impressed with this doll. So if you have an anime body pillow waifu and you want a doll to pair with it, this is probably the best doll I've ever reviewed for that purpose, especially at this price. Anyway, so that's it. Thank you, Pete Hunson. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Please use the coupon code SAVE 15% at the Pete Hunson website. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.